Blog Talk Radio.
What a lovely, 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 lovely day. It is Monday, June, I think 20th, I'm going to say. And yeah, it is June 20th, and we are back for another Blog Talk Radio show today. We had one last week with Scott Callahan, a lawyer out of Texas, who shared some thoughts as far as the work that he does representing people with CRPS. And we get a lot of, you know, notes around the country that, you know, who are looking for lawyers who have issues that they're dealing with. And, you know, he was able to give some information, give his information, because he's been specializing in working with people with CRPS from around the country. So we've been bringing you these as we are ramping up for the release of the film. And I want to say I have a date, and, you know, don't bury me in the sand with that. But we're looking at July 5th, right? So we're just waiting for our behind the scenes to be finished. I'm hoping my editor gets that to me today or tomorrow, so we can kind of show a little bit of the behind-the-scenes making of this, the Trial by Fire movie, and then with a release date on the 5th. So, very exciting. It takes a lot of work, you know. You'd be surprised. I mean, he's probably been editing a 10-minute piece for probably the last 4 or 5 days. So you could imagine that, you know, while people are so anxious in hearing and knowing when the film is coming out, it takes a lot of work to get to a film to this point. And most people don't get to this point, actually, in making films. I know people who have been shooting movies for years, literally, and not only don't get it done because of lack of financing or lack of crew or lack of many things, and you know, then definitely don't win awards and garner the amount of amazing attention that we've been able to have. So very excited about that. So, and it's been a ride. We were supposed to have another show today with Paul from US Pain, but he said he had an emergency legislation meeting come up. So he had to go to maybe D.C. or something. So maybe we'll get him at another time, right? We're also excited. We have kind of teamed up with Boston Scientific. They make a pain stimulator, and they have helped so that we were able to get this film out as well, because once again, we need all hands on deck to be able to make this film what it needs to be. So we should be releasing a press release this week too as well, just to get it out to the mass and the media to really promote you know, the CRPS movement. Today's show, since we're changing it up, we've got, man, I've got some amazing people on the line. And these are some of the people literally I call family. And they have literally been here for me and for the film and for the people of CRPS from the start. I mean, literally from the start, these people have worked with me hand in hand, followed me, fought together on the battlefield, if I like to call it, have seen the ups, the downs, have been there through the trials and tribulations, have been there for the screenings, have been there to support, have been there to share, have been there to, you know, the work of few at times can really impact the lives of many. So behind the scenes, you know, like I said, sometimes I get, the other day I had a lady on Trial by Fire. She says, "What's taking the film so long to come out?" And like I said, if they only knew what went into this. But if you don't put yourself in that position to understand what it takes to get this film or a film like this made, and not only made but promoted and marketed and become successful, then you really, aren't part of the solution, right? I mean, if I look at Marie and Maria and Amy mine is slipping here. Jeanette, Scott, Jonathan, Sherry, I mean, Nancy, Diane, the list goes on the people who literally have become marketing experts, PR experts, right? I mean, they are booking us on television shows. They are getting articles written and stories written. I mean, creating events for us to be able to have the film screened, and just tremendous, really tremendous. And we still have work to do, and I've kind of seen some of the momentum slow down, and I want to say that, I want us to definitely pick it up. And I say that because, remember, this film is for you. This is your chance now to let the world see what you have and be able to share this. Now is the time to actually get this into the hands of the people who really need this. So we can't slow down. If the film is right around the corner, now is really the time to pick it up, to work together, to free ourselves from the drama and really get this film where it needs to be. And I give a, a little introduction into, where we're at last week. So once again, we are very close to the film, getting ready to launch. It's a process. Like I said, you have to do everything from legal. You have to make sure you cover your bases as far as copyrights, because I sure don't have the money to be sued by anybody and don't want to be sued by anybody. The list goes on what you have to do to make this a success. So I kind of want to hear from the people, and I'm going to go one by one and kind of grab someone. I don't know who I'm grabbing, but I'll grab someone and just kind of want to hear. I want them to kind of share what we have to, what those who haven't seen the film will look forward to. So I'm going to grab two. So when I read out your number, you can just jump on the line and kind of share with us some of your thoughts of the film and how it impacted your life. So we've got a 210 number, 773. I don't want to read the whole number, but 210-773. Who do I have on the line?
That would be me, Maria.
Maria. Young lady, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you.
One of my most amazing supporters and friends, and you have been a true joy to know you and your family, and the support that you've given, I tell you, has just been amazing.
Well, you know that Karina and I and my family feel that the same way, and I think we all have to take any adversity that comes in our life and find the positive. And one of the very positive things has been meeting you, seeing this project through, and getting more awareness out about this disease, which is just, in the history of this disease, there has never been this kind of impact or push. So we're just all so grateful that you're doing this.
Tell me when you first heard about the film. What was your thoughts when you first...
last May, last May, my friend Amy Vallejo she made a post on Facebook, and the second I saw it, I started researching. I'm a research person anyway, and I literally started researching you. I researched the work you had done before you and I had ever met. I had a sense of who you were as a person. I was super duper excited because I saw all of you. I watched your YouTube videos on Dr. Oz. And so before even all of that had come out publicly, because one of the things, honestly, about yourself that I find very admirable is that with everything that you've done, you're a very humble man. And so before, and you never, ever said, Maria, I've done this, Maria, I've done that. I did my research before we ever connected. And I have to be honest with you, I never expected to talk with you. I never expected to even meet you. I just knew this was something I had to connect to, and it was something I was going to share.
Oh, wow. Wow. Now, from seeing the film and seeing where it came from, what was some of your thoughts, and how did it impact you and your family?
Well, you know what? One of the things that really amazed me from the beginning was seriously how much work you were putting into this. And so I knew from following your posts that this had been a struggle for you, that you really took time out of your life to do this. So that was number one. Number two, back in February when my daughter and I were able to sit back and watch this, Charles, not only was your passion and love for your mother so very apparent, but knowing how much time you had taken out of your life to sit with these people, because, you know, at times there may only be 10 or 15, 20 seconds of maybe of people's lives, but knowing that that took you half a day or 3 days to shoot, to get what you needed, I mean, not only is the information there, the fact that you put yourself into it, that in itself, just there's just no words to say how grateful and how impactful you made it, because you poured yourself into it. There's love in this. It's not about the information. It's the love you poured into it.
And what do you think people will take away from the film?
First of all, that this is a very serious disease. It's not just four letters, CRPS. It's a very serious disease that affects our bodies, our lives, our families. And what the problem is a lot of times is that we come home and we have to live it on our own. And it's so important that people around us realize how serious this is, so that not only are our doctors getting the support that they need in treating us, but that they are able to share their knowledge with others, so that there's more of a medication, more of a medical base out there for us to fall back on, but also that we ourselves and our families have the support that we need, that when people look at our husbands, our daughters, our sons, our caregivers, that they go, wow, that's a horrible disease. Thank you for stepping in. Right now, without anybody knowing about this disease, we, our doctors and our families are doing it by themselves.
Very true. Very true. Well, we've got a couple other calls. I want to thank you. Do hold on, okay, Maria?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, Maria has been an amazing support from day one, and her and her family, just true sweet people, her daughter and her husband, and they do a great job of supporting her too as well, because that's truly what's needed in this condition. So thank her once again a ton. So we have a 210-562 number, 210-562. Who do you have on the line?
You have Amy on the line.
Amy, young lady, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm kicking.
Hanging in there. All right, all right. So, once again, Amy, you have been a true soldier here and a true fighter for not only the film, but just CRPS in general. Now, when you first heard of it, what were your thoughts?
Well, when I first heard of it, I first met you through a message, and I didn't know who you were, so Maria was my investigator. So, you know, the whole, I introduced you to Nancy, and that's how that all played out. So to see it now, I've been here from the very, very beginning. And to watch you go through everything from behind the scenes that you've been through, people have no idea what exactly this team and you have been through to make this a success. And it is a success, and it will be a success once it hits that general media stream, because it is so powerful and so moving that, I mean, it's there. I mean, there's no words at some points, because we've waited so long for something like this to come along, and it's finally here, and people need to realize it's here.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely got to work together. I think that, you know, up until now, the other nonprofits, I mean, obviously, you know, Nancy has worked hand in hand with us, and it's been amazing. I mean, how this all came together, how we all kind of clicked, this team, because remember, I couldn't have done it literally without you and you guys, and without Nancy helping basically, you know, connect the dots. But I think it's, yeah, and I think now it's there's no reason or excuse that some of these bigger organizations who represent CRPS aren't getting ready to share this with all their members. There should be no egos in any of this, because this is a film that is for them, and whether they like me or not, the film touches on an amazing subject and exposes people to those with CRPS. Now, tell us your thoughts when you sat down and watched the film.
Well, when I watched the film, it was, you know, eye-opening in a lot of regards. It was, you know, emotional in the sense of watching. Sorry, you're going to see me emotional. You know, you live with your support network, but to watch it was something else, you know, to understand what your family goes through and to watch what you go through was different than living it. And to actually finally have that justification of our condition was so powerful.
Wow.
And I just can't wait to see it again. You know, I mean, I've already seen it, and I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for the next steps, you know, beyond just getting my family to see it, because my family really needs to see it. You know, not that they don't get part of it, but they really need to get it, because I might not have the label of cancer, but CRPS is a part of dysautonomia, whether people know that or not, but it's dysfunction of the nerves. And dysautonomia in itself is worse to me, in my opinion, and I've had family with cancer. And when your body literally shuts down on you and nobody cares and nobody does anything and there's no food trains and nobody helping you, you know, it's scary.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think this really will change lives.
Oh, thank you, sis. That I'm glad that you were a part of this. I'll tell you that much. And I'm glad you shared and opened up. And the best is yet to come. So hang on, because I want to get to a couple other people, because we're running out of time. So hang on, okay, sis?
Okay.
Wow, you know, that's once again, this is why, you know, I've fought so hard for this condition, you know, and it's gone past, you know. When I did this initially, it was, you know, wanting to share my mother's story, but it's gone way past that. You know, this is my mission too as well, and I'm not going anywhere. Even though we've been tugged, pushed, kicked, shoved around, we're gonna stay and fight. So we've got a 713 number, 401, 713-401. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, Charles, it's Sherry. I was hoping you weren't going to call me next. Amy made me cry. But that's just proof that, you know, we all go through this together. I mean, no matter what, we're all in the same boat, basically.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You have been tremendous. I mean, not just with the film. I mean, we've had several conversations just when I want to talk about something, whether it's life in general or friendship, relationship. You've always been there just to at least let me, vent during my day. So thank you so much for all that. So when you first heard of the film, what did you think?
Well, I was totally overcome with emotion. I have to give a lot of the glory to God, because if you asked me how you and I met, I honestly could not tell you. But I did know that once we did meet, and you, I'll always remember, you said, you know, sis, I don't want this to be just a documentary. I want it to be an award-winning documentary. And I see how selfless you are, and, you know, you're a celebrity, and you make yourself available to people. And, you know, I just thought, you know what, he needs help. He needs our help. You know, like Amy said, you know, she's known people that have cancer. Well, yeah, if you look at the pain scale, every other disease on that pain scale has an answer or a treatment, and we don't. So I just knew that I wanted to be a part of it. I think Amy had told me she was going to be on it, and I just knew that I wanted to help in any way that I could. And it's just been amazing. It's been really amazing being at the screening and seeing the people and hugging everyone. It's just it gives people hope.
Now, you did a great job of putting that screening together, and I know at times you may have felt probably a little over your head, because that was a daunting task. What did you think of the turnout and the screening and the whole event?
I thought it was amazing. I wish I could have gotten everyone from everywhere, like a giant reunion, you know, together to see, you know, each other. This is a very lonely disease. And I met people, and just through the, you know, the camaraderie of what we're going through is just amazing. You know, seeing the doctors that want to help, and, you know, and everybody just getting together, it was just such a positive experience. A lot of tears, you know, there were tears. I know a lot of us were crying during the film because, you know, not because it was sad, but because we could relate. And, you know, this is real. It's real to us. And you made it real by bringing it to the mainstream. And that, you know, that's what really excited me about it. And then, of course, you know, I'm having a brain moment, but everyone that chipped in and everyone I couldn't have done it without Johnette. Johnette was, you know, she's a strong woman. You know, she helped me a lot. So it was just great to see everyone together. And then Scott also helped make that happen. So it was, you know, I felt supported, and I think that a lot of the people there felt supported, and that was the main thing. You need to have strength. You need to have a positive outlook. You need to have a sense of humor. You know, those are things that you just can't live without. So.
Well, I want to grab two more people, but I thank you, sis. Hold on, okay, and don't go anywhere, but a big thank you to you too as well, okay? So, all right, we're running about 5 minutes, so we've got one time for maybe one or two quick ones just to share with us, because I want people to understand, you know, the process and how amazing this film is, and it's the start. It's the start. This is not the end that justifies everything. This is just, this isn't the door being open, right? 469-534. Who do we have on the line?
Alexia.
Alexia, young lady, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So we're running out of time, so I want to make it. I want you to make it short and sweet. Tell us what this film meant to you and what you hope the impact will be for others.
Well, I thought it was a really good way to show not only how it affects all of us that have the disease, but also age-wise, you ran the whole gamut from younger children all the way up to your mom. And I think that a lot of people don't understand it can affect children. And that I know for me personally, that's a very big, a big thing because of the fact that there's two of us in our family, my son and then myself, who have this disease. And I think that it is, you know, it's one thing for an adult to have it, but for a child to have it, that's just a horrific thing to even go through that. You know, we're fortunate that my son is not as impacted, but it does impact everything from friends to school, treatments, how you can get treatment for a minor, and all that. So it's just a, I thought that that was very well. I was so pleased that as much as I hate the fact that children have this, I'm so glad that you had children in the film. And for my family personally, I know that it was a really good, it really impacted the other two of my family, my other son and my husband who don't have the disease. Because even though they live with it, just to see it from somebody else's points of view, I think it just really just sent that message home. Because sometimes you do need that outside voice or voices that kind of represent what it is that we're going through. And it's not just about pain. It's about systemically the fact that it involves so many other things. It involves your organs, involves your skin, involves your hair, involves your nails, involves, you know, so many other aspects. So I thought that that was also very, it's very important for people to understand this is not just about pain. This is about your body basically just going crazy on you and not working the way it should. So I think that that's very important that people understand that. And I think you did it brilliantly. I mean, I love the film. I think that it's something that everyone should see, not just people have this disease.
Thank you, sis. And once again, let me close here. But thank you so much for just being there in general, not just for the film, but just to talk when I needed someone to talk to. All right.
You're
Hold
very
on, okay?
welcome.
Yes. All right. And you know, once again, this is some of the people that I call friends and family and who have been there, not just with the film, but just in general. And I think that's what this film really is about. It's about bringing people together, whether they have CRPS, whether they're caregivers, whether they're doctors or people in the business. A lot of us would have never known each other if it wasn't for this film, or a lot of us wouldn't have you know, had conversation. And I think when it comes to the CRPS community, this is what this can do. This can make people friends who don't know each other. This could make unity amongst people who have never heard of CRPS or live with this each day. This can give hope. So let's continue to share these radio shows. Let's continue to push out any information that we can. Let's still continue. If you want to reach out and set up a television interview, or if you want to set up an interview online, a blog show, whatever it may be, reach out to me. You know, let's continue to make sure that this film is seen and heard by everyone that we possibly can, right? Because now we finally got what we wanted, and it's here. So thank you guys for everything, and let's continue to rock and roll. Bye-bye.